Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. For more than 20 years, Bank of America has invested nearly $370 million in neighborhood builders. It's an investment in people, specifically nonprofit leaders working to address challenges in our communities. And we have several guests in studio this morning. We're going to introduce you to all of them. But first, let's start with Marilyn Bush. She is president of Bank of America, St. Louis. Marilyn, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Megan, thanks for having us.
So what support does neighborhood builders provide these nonprofit leaders and their organizations?
Yes. So first off, it's always a great day when Bank of America can invest in the St. Louis community. And so, you know what? Today, we're really proud to announce a $400,000 investment through our Neighborhood Builders Program, supporting two outstanding organizations that are driving economic mobility and opportunity right here in the community. The our Neighborhood Builders Program is actually in its 21st year. We do this across the country in our 97 markets at Bank of America. And each of our recipients, we have two today, will receive $200,000 in grant funding, as well as leadership training for a CEO and their emerging leader. And it also creates an opportunity to bring together all of our nonprofit leaders in one community so that they can learn best practices from each other. So it really has been an incredible program for us. And of course, in St. Louis, I have to mention that we have had 37 nonprofits that we've invested in over that 21-year period for a total of $7 million.
When you look at that investment, what do you feel like the impact has been in St. Louis?
I think, you know what, for us, it's really helping to create economic mobility and opportunity for those who need it the most. I think a lot about today is, you know, one investment in creating jobs, as well as, you know, the investment in small businesses, which really helps to create a thriving economy and really invest in the St. Louis community in a way that helps to create that multiplier effect by giving people the skills and as well as the capital and the training that they need in order to create strong businesses.
Well, I appreciate you choosing KMOX as the place to share the new announcement today with our listeners first about the two new picks for this program. So I'll let you go ahead and introduce our next guest.
Absolutely. Well, we have two neighborhood builders, which is not going to be a surprise. Both these organizations are well known to St. Louis. And first, we have the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis as our first neighborhood builder. And our second neighborhood builder is the Cortex Innovation Community.
Give us a sense of why they were chosen.
I would say for the Urban League, they've been serving our community since 1918, really advocating for economic opportunity, equality, and civil rights. Their particular grant will go to our the opportunity for Save Our Sons and Sisters program. I'll let Michael talk a little bit more about that. And then the Cortex Innovation Community is over two decades and has really created opportunities for launching small businesses and training small businesses. As a matter of fact, they have over 700 small businesses that they have impacted over their years and 400 companies that actually call small business companies that call St. Louis home in their innovation community. So they're doing a lot to train those small businesses and giving them the skills and the opportunity to really create thriving businesses. I'll let Sam talk a little bit more about that as well.
Yeah, so we'll start with Michael McMillan, President and CEO of Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis. What does this support mean for the Save Our Sons and Sisters program?
You know, this support is so incredibly important because it is part of a longstanding multi-decade relationship that we have with Bank of America, where they volunteer to come help the community. They support individuals in our programs like Save Our Sons and Save Our Sisters to get jobs economic opportunity, hope to become entrepreneurs, and to really take them from lack of opportunity, lack of education, lack of training, lack of access to a full-blown career and the ability to take care of themselves and their families. And so this is just another chapter in a long-standing relationship that has been phenomenal on so many different levels, both locally here in St. Louis and then nationally with Bank of America and the National Urban League and Bank of America branches and chapters all across this country. And so this is really just an amazing evolution for us. We're so grateful for the opportunity, and it's going to really impact probably about 1,000 lives in terms of individuals that will be able to get support as a result of this funding today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When I think of nonprofits, I think, you know, you're busy doing the work. So a lot of times probably you don't have that investment in leadership for your own people, you know, to continue to do that work better. So that has to be a great value.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to the cohorts and learning from other not-for-profit leaders across the country. And we have a young emerging leader named Mick Austin, who is going to learn enhanced fundraising skills and how to diversify the income of the Urban League and give us the ability to help even more people, which is essential to our mission.
All right. Well, let's introduce next Sam Fiorello, president and CEO of Cortex. How will this support help your organization move forward? Because I know I've been hearing about some plans coming up in the future.
Yeah. First of all, I want to thank Marilyn and the team from Bank of America for this amazingly generous gift. And it's an investment, as she said, in not Cortex, but in our entire region, right? Cortex is probably better known for some of the bigger companies, the big names, the splasher names that are wonderful companies that are going to employ many hundreds of people and do things like create drugs that'll fight cancer. But another underpinning of our work is our work with entrepreneurs that want to build small businesses. And this is work that we have done for many years through our Square One program. And we have launched thousands of small businesses into our communities. These small businesses can thrive. We help build resiliency. They average 10 employees, but they're neighborhood building businesses, and they do a whole range of things. And this investment in that program will help us to scale it, continue to move it forward. And if people think about Cortex as a 200-acre plot, the businesses that we have touched and launched cover 86 zip codes in our region. So it really is an investment in the entire region and in the state and national economy.
Give us a sense of, okay, when you launch one of those startups, when they get established, 10 years later, what do you see as far as other businesses that have come in then to surround them?
Yeah. So imagine, I'll just paint a picture for you. A woman in her 40s who has a CPA who's worked for one of the big accounting firms for her life and said, I think I can do this. I think I can start my own firm. She will come in and go through a 10-week program, and we will give that individual, like all of our attendees, we'll give them knowledge, of course. We will give them network, and we will give them self-confidence to say, you can do this, and we'll walk with you at the beginning, the middle, and later in your career. That woman will go out and open a business in her community, a community that Michael and his team serves. And she will build a team of 5, 6, 7, 10 accountants, and that will be a thriving business and hopefully a customer of Bank of America. And then some of her employees who will see this model will say, I'd like to attend a Square One program and launch their own business. So there's a whole host of that kind of businesses replicated over and over again. And for the national economy, people don't realize this. Small businesses of 10 people or less are really the backbone of our economy nationally. So this is really important work.
Well, thank you all for joining us and giving us the details of the awardees for this year's Neighborhood Builders. Thank you to Marilyn Bush, president of Bank of America St. Louis. Appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you as well to Michael McMillan with the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis and Sam Fiorello of Cortex. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.